on Open Roads Media Station, KHBT Humboldt, 97.7 The Bolt.
Congratulations to the Humboldt High School Class of 2024. This Humboldt High School commencement and graduation ceremony is brought to you by these Humboldt businesses right here on KHBT 97.7 The Bolt. Avon's Marty Curran Agency, John's Napa Auto Parts, Humboldt County Sheriff's Office, Harmony Animal Hospital, 716 Main, Humboldt Mutual Insurance, Hogslot, Pasquale's Frozen Foods, John's Ag Service, Mason Linhart Cremation and Funeral Home, Miller's Landing, Nielsen Motors, Jergens Body and Alignment, North Park Family Dentistry, T.P. Anderson and Company, Farmers Co-op and Audison, HTC Group, Wempens Garden Center, Casey Nielsen, Fairway, Pasquale's Italian Restaurant, Ag Parts, and KHBT. Now, sit back and enjoy the Humboldt High School Class of 2024 commencement and graduation ceremony.
Thank you. Good afternoon, parents, relatives, friends, and educators. Welcome to commencement for the Humboldt High School class of 2024. Rain, sleet, snow, or a minor power outage could not keep us from this graduation. We ask that you please remain standing as our flag bearers, Ava Newton and Casey Nillis, present our state and national flags. Continue to remain standing as the national anthem is played. You may be seated. I am pleased to introduce Reagan Lee, our 2024 senior class president, to begin today's ceremony.
Good afternoon, graduates, faculty, parents, and guests. It is an honor for me to lead the class of 2024 as president. My name is Reagan Lee. My heart is filled with pride and appreciation as I stand in front of you today. The fact that our time at Humboldt High School is almost over is difficult to comprehend. These hallways have seen our struggles, victories, laughs, and tears. Above all, though, they have seen our growth. All of this is a result of the encouragement we received from our instructors, administration, family, and friends to always aim for perfection, and for that we are grateful. We are overjoyed that these same individuals have come to celebrate and acknowledge our accomplishments today. I have the honor of introducing every individual seated here on stage to you, starting on your left, Mr. Tate Saturn, Humboldt School Board President. Mr. Shane Davis, Humboldt School Board Member. Mr. Jim Murray, Superintendent. Mr. Ryan O'Hearn, Activities Director. Elliot Carlson, President of the Class of 2025. Mrs. Jessica Goodnow, High School Assistant Principal. And Mr. Travis Sprague, High School Principal. I am profoundly proud to have served as your senior class president this past year. It has been an honor to speak for this group of individuals. Together we have overcome many obstacles and achieved numerous victories. We have undoubtedly made a lasting impression on Humboldt High. As I pass the mantle of leadership to Elliot Carlson, I am filled with optimism. Without a doubt, he will guide the class of 2025 with zeal, morality, and compassion. Having said that, I would like to provide some guidance to Elliot as well as the entire class of 2025. First and foremost, follow your own moral convictions rather than those of others. You're the only one who truly knows your situation, so have faith in your own judgment. Secondly, remain faithful to your identity and aspirations. To be honest, there are moments when high school is difficult. Individuals converse and disseminate gossip about topics they are ignorant of. As Albert Einstein once said, great spirits will always encounter violent opposition from mediocre minds. The secret to developing into the strongest and finest version of yourself is to not give any thought about what those minds have to say. Thirdly, avoid being the ones that alienate others. Be inclusive. You only get a short amount of time in the halls of Humboldt High School. Don't let others' high school experiences suffer because they were excluded. High school goes by quickly, as everyone who has given this speech will attest to. So make the most of your time while also ensuring that others have an amazing experience. Having said that, I hope for the best for Elliot and the class of 2025. I now officially pass the mantle to Elliot Carlson. Thank you and go Cats.
Thank you, Reagan. Congratulations to all the seniors. I'm honored to accept the role of president for the class of 2025. Since the start of Humboldt High School, a great number of students have walked across this stage celebrating their achievements and looking forward to future opportunities. Today, it is you, the class of 2024, doing just this. Today is a day to reflect on all that you have done these past years, both individually and as a class. Today is a day to reflect on who you have become. Through this review, know that your legacy will live on at Humboldt High School and that you will always have a home in the Wildcat community. As juniors, we have witnessed your class giving your best effort in the classroom, on the court, fields, and courses, and on the stage. For the past 12 years, you have been leaders to your fellow Wildcats. Your influence does not end today when you walk off this campus. On behalf of the class of 2025, we thank you for your example and impact. My fellow juniors, this mantle is a physical reminder of our HHS heritage. We accept this mantle as a symbol of our own continued leadership in the school and community. Seniors, be assured that the class of 2025 will work to pick up where you left off. Graduates, it's time now to share your talents and work with the rest of the world. Congratulations.
At this time, I would like to recognize a senior for her service to the community. Many of our Humboldt High School students perform community service. Students must earn at least 200 community service hours to earn the Silver Cord distinction at graduation. Their names are also added to a plaque in the cafeteria. Carter Essing, please stand and be recognized. Carter completed 231.5 hours of community service. Thank you for donating your time in support of others. Round of applause. Since learning is our primary purpose at Humboldt High School, it is important for the community to acknowledge those who have demonstrated high levels of learning. 22 students have earned a grade point average between 3.0 and 3.499 during their 4 years at Humboldt High School. A select group have finished their high school career with a grade point average above 3.5. It is those students I would like to individually recognize for their hard work and dedication to academic excellence. When your name is called, please stand and remain standing. Please hold your applause until all have been recognized. Carson Arndt, Henry Borman, Jacob Carman, Ashley Carvajal, Logan Collins, Janie DePew, Corey Detman, Mia DeWinner, Grant Dielman, Jalen Green, Nolan Gustafson, Ava Guy, Lillian Holm, Jordan Call, Caitlin Kriekow, Brianna Lang, Reagan Lee, Kira Ludolph, Haley McLeod, Alana Malo, McKenna Mathis, Ava McIntyre, Mackenzie McMahon, Sarah Numidal, Ella Olson, Jocelyn Orr, Aries Packard, Casey Rubel, Carson Slater, Tyler Smith, Peyton Van Pelt, Macy Verongkun, Taylor Wimpen, and Claire Weider. Please give these students a round of applause. Seniors, you may be seated. Those earning the highest grade point averages are recognized as salutatorian and valedictorian. Ladies and gentlemen, I will tell you there is fierce competition for these titles, and a total of 7 students will be recognized. This year, the salutatorian for the class of 2024 is Alana Melo. This year, we have 6 valedictorians. Corey Detman, Mia DeWinner, Brianna Lang. Reagan Lee. Aries Packard, and Peyton Van Pelt. Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you the class of 2024, salutatorian and valedictorians. It is a tradition for our academic departments to recognize an outstanding senior for their accomplishments during their 4 years at Humboldt High School. Graduates, as I call your names and read the messages each department wrote, please come forward and accept your medallion. The Agriculture Education Award goes to Ava McIntyre. Ava has taken all of the agriculture classes offered here at Humboldt High School and multiple independent studies. She is always willing to help students succeed in the agriculture room. Ava has also served as the Humboldt FFA president this past year, where she has helped encourage agriculture students to get involved in FFA. Ava has seen many successes in FFA contests which reflect her learning within the agriculture classroom. Ladies and gentlemen, Ava McIntyre. The Art Department Senior Award winners for 2024 are Alex Lara Garcia and Gracie Hoover. Starting in the art program in his junior year, Alex has found a home. He has entered art in the NCC Art Show both years, winning Judge's Choice. He also participated in our senior art show, displaying art to share his culture and connect his art to his home in Mexico. He plans to attend Iowa Central for their graphics technology program in pursuit of his goal to become an animator. We can't wait to see what Alex continues to achieve. Congratulations, Alex. Gracie has also demonstrated an incredible connection to the art department. Having taken 9 courses, she has learned to bring her creativity to life in 2D, 3D, and digital mediums. In her NCC work and senior show this year, she has combined her mediums to create an interactive experience in her artwork and teaching others to see things differently. She is planning to pursue a career as a tattoo artist. Congratulations, Gracie. This year's recipient of the Business Department Award is Jack Myers. Jack excelled in the business classes of management and entrepreneurship, marketing, and ag business. For dual credit, Jack also completed the Iowa Central classes of principles in microeconomics and intro to financial accounting offered at Humboldt High School. He took the initiative to not only do what was expected, but to ask questions and apply what he learned beyond the classroom. We wish Jack the best in his future business ventures. Congratulations, Jack. The Engineering Award goes to Henry Borman. Henry has taken engineering design, principles of engineering, and digital electronics during his high school career. Henry has a tremendous ability to think outside the box and develop creative solutions to challenging problems. Those attributes will serve him well with his studies in engineering at Iowa State University. Congratulations, Henry. The 2024 Family and Consumer Sciences Award goes to Madeline Kaufman. Madeline has taken many classes in the FCS department, including nutrition, foods, Child Development 1, Child Development 2, and family studies. While in class, Madeline has been diligent in her work and provides positive contributions that benefit the classroom and her peers. In addition to this, Madeline is kind to those around her and is always willing to lend a helping hand. Congratulations, Madeline. This year's recipient of the Instrumental Music Award is Jordan Call. Jordan has been an outstanding member of the Wildcat Band program. Throughout high school, she has participated in marching band, pep band, concert band, jazz band, and numerous honor bands. She has served as a drum major of the Wildcat Marching Band and has been featured as a soloist in jazz band, and is the recipient of the John Philip Sousa Band Award. Her excellence in musicianship and her ability to lead with kindness have made her beloved and a valued member of the instrumental music program at Humboldt. Congratulations, Jordan. the 2023-2024 Industrial Technology Academic Excellence winner is Zane Feaster. Throughout his tenure at HHS, Zane has been enrolled in all of the industrial technology courses that are offered. Zane is always willing to put in the work needed to excel in both his coursework and projects. Zane's desire to learn and achieve will be qualities that will benefit him for the rest of his life. Next year, Zane will be attending Iowa Central Community College to study automotive collision repair. Congratulations, Zane. The Language Arts Department Award goes to Janie Depew for her outstanding skill and dedication to reading, writing, speaking, and listening, or in other words, the art of language. Janie decided early to advance her language skills when she took accelerated 9th and 10th language arts during her freshman year. As a sophomore, she took junior level American and British Lit courses. She then mastered the skills of AP Literature in her junior year and AP Language Composition in her senior year. Janie has executed those skills at award-winning levels in both speech and theater. Janie's influence extends beyond her own achievements. Her passion for language ignites a spark in others, inspiring them to strive to excellence in their work. She advocates for the appreciation of language's beauty and the exploration of personal identity in the power of communication. Janie's belief in the power of language is unwavering, and we eagerly anticipate how she will harness it in the future at Cottey College, where she plans to major in theater. Her ability to pursue knowledge and express herself with fervor will undoubtedly inspire many others in their future. Congratulations, Janie, and best of luck. This year's winner of the Math Department Award goes to Nolan Gustafson. Nolan entered Humboldt High School his senior year and took the most rigorous math class offered, AP Calculus AB. Nolan has worked hard this year to overcome the challenges of changing school and has grown tremendously in his mathematical knowledge. The Math Department would like to wish Nolan all the best as he goes on to study at Iowa Central Community College and then Iowa State University for engineering. Congratulations, Nolan. The Physical Education Award goes to Gage Allen. Gage exhibits many exceptional qualities that set him apart from his peers, making him a great recipient of the Physical Education Award. His leadership, positive attitude, and sportsmanship demonstrate a commitment to excellence and serving as a role model for his peers at Humboldt High School. Gage's big heart shows he generally cares for his classmates, love of learning, and a dedication to excel in every activity, showcasing his remarkable character and passion for success. He comes to class with an energy and enthusiasm to excel in the day's activities, and most importantly, to have fun. These amazing qualities will continue to guide him with a future filled with much success as he attends DMAC in Ankeny. Congratulations, Gage, on this well-deserved recognition and best wishes on your future endeavors. The 2024 Science Department Award goes to Corey Detman. Corey has excelled throughout the science program at Humboldt High School, taking a wide range of science courses, including chemistry, physics, and forensics, among others. He exemplifies the nature of scientific inquiry by asking thoughtful questions, designing controlled investigations, and using evidence to support his findings. His diligent work and contagious drive for success will serve him well as Corey will be attending Iowa State University in the fall with an undecided major. Please join me in congratulating Corey Detman. The Social Studies Department Academic Excellence Award winner is Regan Lee. Regan has gone above and beyond the expectations as an informed citizen during her high school career and has established herself as one of the very best social studies students at Humboldt High School. In addition to taking the required social studies courses at HHS, Reagan has taken numerous elective and college-level courses to further her understanding of the social sciences. These include Introduction to Psychology, Sociology, Contemporary Issues, American National Government, Constitutional Law, Introduction to Ethical Conflict, Introduction to Religion, Principles of Microeconomics, Social Problems, and Introduction to Criminal Justice. Reagan has represented herself as an outstanding and informed citizen, a contributor to our school, and a productive member of society. Congratulations, Reagan. This year's Vocal Department Award goes to a student who has gone above and beyond as a leader in the vocal programs, but also as a skilled musician in all aspects of her musical career. As a vocalist, Jordan Call has performed in our fall musicals, solo contests, vocal jazz ensemble, concert chorale, and 3 years in a row of acceptance and participation in All-State Honor Choir. She has been a section leader and leads by example and work ethic in all that she does for Humboldt High School musical program and in her life as an individual. Her graduation is a loss of musical knowledge and theory that is hard to match, and we will miss her abilities and active strength in this department. Congratulations, Jordan. Next, we have the Marbell Freest Award. This award originated 70 years ago following a tragic accident where a student passed away. Because Marbell Freest classmates felt strongly about the high caliber of living and participation she exemplified, they initiated what has become an annual award for the top senior boy and girl. This award is based on scholarship, character, sportsmanship, and leadership. The faculty nominates by ballot, and the senior class votes for the top boy and girl. Their names will be added to a plaque that hangs in the high school cafeteria as a standard for excellence for all Humboldt High School students to follow. Our two Marvell Freest Award winners are Gage Allen and Lillian Holm. One more round of applause. Mr. Ryan O'Hearn will now present the Bernie Sagow and Stan Jensen Awards.
The Humboldt Athletic Department is proud to present the next two awards. The Bernie Sagow and Stan Jensen Awards are two of the most prestigious and significant awards given out by the Humboldt Athletic Department. The Bernie Sagow Award is presented annually to the graduating student who best exemplifies a patriotic spirit with strong religious and moral convictions, living and professing the qualities of honesty, integrity, and sportsmanship, believing that both games and life should be conducted by the rules. I'm proud to present the Bernie Sagow Award to Corey Detman. Stan Jensen Award. This award was started by the Humboldt Athletic Booster Club and head coaches in memory of Stan Jensen. Mr. Jensen was a longtime supporter of the Humboldt Athletic Boosters and the athletics department. Stan F. Jensen exemplified sportsmanship, quiet leadership, and a sense of Humboldt pride. Each year, this award is given to an athlete who demonstrates these qualities. I'm proud to present the Stan Jensen Award to Gage Allen.
Each year, two students are chosen to speak at the graduation ceremony. One is chosen by the faculty, and one is chosen by the senior class. Our first speaker this afternoon is Janie DePue. Janie is the daughter of Chad and Jennifer Lakin. She has engaged in a diverse array of activities, including choir, band, marching band, jazz band, speech, fall musical, and the senior play. Janie has led the student section in spirited cheers for football and basketball. Janie will continue to her pursuit of the arts at Cady College, where she will focus on theater with a minor in music education.
Thank you, Mr. Sprague. Well, first off, wow, Wildcats, we did it. We're graduating. I know everyone is eager to get out of here and start on their own path of life, so I promise I'll make it short and sweet, or at least try to, as I did win the language award, I guess. As most of you know, as long as you've endured a language class, funny that's in my speech, speeches are hard to make, but I couldn't be more honored to represent the senior class in our last moments here at Humboldt High School. Firstly, thank you. I thank my mom and dad for introducing me to the town of Humboldt. I thank my peers for accepting me and allowing me into their groups. I thank their families for raising such wonderful and gracious people. I thank the teachers, faculty, and administration for providing a place where we could grow and for guiding us to where we are today. And thank you all for being Wildcats. But what makes up a Wildcat? Character, intelligence, responsibility, a bit of competitiveness. That's all true, right? But there's so much more than what meets the eye. To be a Wildcat is to have resilience. The class of 2024 has faced an abundance of rocky roads and curveballs. We've started our first year of high school treading down a path with a mask covering our face, not able to see each other's emotions. We've endured heartbreaks of unexpected losses of our peers, and we've faced numerous staff and administration changes. But as a class, we plow through the troubles and remain strong. We persevere. As a class and as a group of Wildcats, we show the skill of determination. We prove day by day how determined we are to succeed. We show this skill on the field, on the court, in the classroom, on the stage, and everywhere we go as a Wildcat. But we Wildcats are only human. This is a fact we have to acknowledge as we take the next step towards our future. Humans make mistakes. We will make mistakes. These mistakes will build who we become as an adult. They will lead you to your next path. When we were five, our teachers asked us what we wanted to be. Our answers were along the lines of cowboys, race car drivers, or in Jocelyn Orr's case, a comedian. When we were 10, they asked us again, and our answers changed to like superheroes, gold medalists, or in my case, a rock star. But now that we're grown up, they want a serious answer. How about, who really knows? This is not the time to make hard and fast decisions. This is the time to make mistakes. Take the wrong bus and get stuck somewhere. Fall in love, major in underwater basket weaving, and realize you can't really do anything with that because it's not real. Change your mind and change it again because nothing's permanent. So make as many mistakes as you can. That way someday when they ask us what we want to be, we won't guess, we'll know. Today, when my grandmother stopped by before here, she gave me a letter, and I'm going to read a little excerpt from it because I think it will suit us on our path. I know you use GPS, but if you look at a map, there are so many different roads, so many options for you to choose. Do not get stuck on an interstate and miss the beautiful side roads. Don't be afraid of exit or miss your exit. Explore where you are. You can go back for most of the time, or you can take another route to get where you want to go. Do not hurry through life. Enjoy the experience. And then she also said, learn my favorite saying, don't cry because it's over, smile because it happened. As we walk across the stage today, we are metaphorically walking towards the next path of life. The path isn't simple. There'll be forks, twists, and turns. There will be dead ends and dangers, but it's yours to explore. You need to choose a path and accept that it's okay to turn around and find something new. The future is in our paws. As a senior class, we are ready to take on the world. We're Wildcats, we got this. This class has paved the way for the upcoming class. We've traveled so far and reached so many unreachable goals. We have climbed mountains and challenges and persevered. No one can replace 2024. I have thought of a bunch of different ways to end this speech, but this one just seems right. And to end with the wise words of a Wildcat, once a Wildcat, always a Wildcat. Go Cats.
Thank you, Janie, and a special thank you to Janie's grandma for that important message. Our second speaker today is Corey Detman. Corey is the son of Chris and Mel Detman. His athletic prowess has been evident through a stellar career in football, basketball, golf, and baseball, each sustained over the course of 4 years. Corey has actively contributed to the student body as a student senate and National Honor Society member. Corey's next stop will be Iowa State University to major in ag science.
What's up, everyone? How we doing? A few weeks ago, I was told in the lunch line I had to give a speech at graduation. My first thoughts were, oh boy, I have to stand up here in front of all of you and try to sound smart. How do I do that without being boring or corny, be a little bit entertaining, and maybe even trying to give you something that you can find inspirational? So here we go. Graduation, something that we dress up like idiots for, our families help us host these parties, and everyone makes a big deal out of it. Even though, according to the World Population Review, just to do something that 91% of the nation already does. I'm not sure if that citation is up to Mr. Wicklander's standards, but I'm going to do my best for him. But anyway, we've made it. The day that our parents have been telling us to work hard for years. For some of us, it wasn't that hard. For others of us, there were days that we struggled. And there's also some of us that struggled to even get out of bed and make it to first period. Not to name names, but you know who you are. But regardless, here we are. If you look back at what our class has been able to accomplish over the last 4 years, it is pretty crazy, honestly. We made multiple trips to state in sports, broke many records, the robotics team went to state, our musicals and plays have been stellar, speech, choir, dance, you name it. Everything from academics to extracurriculars has flourished while we have called this building our school. That is something that we should all be proud of and be able to brag about to our kids someday. Besides achievements, we have created friendships and memories that when we look back on, should hopefully bring a smile or even a laugh to your face. And now we enter real life. What does that look like? According to our high school, real life is solving trig functions, using PEMDAS, being able to identify an element from its physical properties, reciting the date and years of famous wars, and being able to understand all of Macbeth. I don't know how many adults use this after high school, but whatever, because we move on. Some of our class will move away to college and live on their own for the first time. Others will enter the workforce, maybe because they need a change from school. Can't blame them. But either way, we all still have something in common. We're all Humboldt Wildcats. There's something special about Humboldt that I have noticed throughout my 4 years of high school, whether it be through sports, academics, or simply day-to-day life. And that is that Humboldt produces winners. Now I know what you might be thinking, what is he talking about, and what is that supposed to mean? A statement I heard earlier this year stuck with me, and I thought of it when I was trying to figure out something to say in my speech. One of my friend's moms gave me these great words of advice. Here's the quick story. We were going into the fifth week of football this past fall, and we were preparing to play Hampton Dumont. Prior to this, during the offseason, we heard the hype that this team had made a lot of changes and that they were prepared to beat us for once. Then, a few days before the game, some of my friends and I were sitting around a table, and I mentioned how nervous I was. One wise soul gave me the best advice, and it has stuck with me since. They said, the kids from Humboldt are winners. We don't lose, no matter what it is or what the situation is. Now, I promise I'm not trying to make this about football or about me, but this is advice that has an effect on all of us. We are graduating from a community that has supported us and encouraged us to win, not only in sports, but in the classroom, at work, and in anything and everything we do in our daily lives. Coming from Humboldt, we are taught to dream big, have big goals, work hard for what we want to achieve, and be true to who we've been raised to be. Now, looking around this room, I see many faces and lots of mixed and new emotions. We are graduating from this place. Some of us are sad about it, some of us are nervous for what's next, some of us are excited, and some of us can't wait for me to shut up so they can close the yearbook. For some of us, that'll be hard if you're like me and you peaked in high school. But nevertheless, we are moving on with our lives. So to start to wrap this up, I want to leave you with some hopefully helpful words. As I was pondering the speech, the wide words inspired me, and I began thinking of all the other words of wisdom that have left a stamp on me from the high school community. Many of you might be aware of these famous words. To be early is to be on time, to be on time is to be late, and I'm sure many of you can complete it. To be late is to be forgotten. Thanks, Coach Yeoman. Because of you, Humboldt kids win by living by this message. After graduating, we will work hard to lead successful lives. We will have the disciplined foundation to work hard and stick with it, whatever it may be. How about these wise words? Ride the highs and the lows. Life is like a roller coaster. It is not a sprint, it's a marathon. Failing or succeeding comes down to the 5-inch space between your ears. Yes, Scotty B actually taught me something while I was trying to play golf this year. He's taught us that we can only take life as seriously as we allow ourselves to take it. We have to be present in the moment, and that's not just golf talk. It's a message we should carry with us for life. Finally, another great piece of advice I have is I have been given from a Humboldtian. You can only be present where your feet are planted. No matter where we go, we need to do all we can to be present there. And no matter what, we can always come home to Humboldt, where our community welcomes us to be present and plant our feet again if we so choose to. All these words of advice have been given to me by people I love and trust from the Humboldt community. They have raised us to be winners in our own right. We are off to face the world and its challenges. Some of us will explore away, some of us will stay close to home, but no matter what, we've all been instilled with the drive to carve our own path, to be winners, and to be the best version of ourselves in any given moment. And no matter what, we will always share something in common. We are forever Wildcats. And now for one final time, have a great day, or should I say, have a great life, and go Cats.
Thank you, Corey, and thank you for the reminder that every single student that's in front of me right now is a winner and will remain a winner. And now, the Humboldt High School Concert Chorale will sing Near My God to Thee and the Irish Blessing. Our concert chorale is under the direction of Mr. Benjamin Shavers.
Thank you.
Thank you to Mr. Shavers and to our concert chorale. At this time, I would like to present the class of 2024. Mr. Tate Saturn, Humboldt School Board President, and I do certify that these senior students have met the graduation requirements of the Iowa Department of Education and the Humboldt School Board of Education. Presenting the diplomas this year is Mr. Tate Saturn. As each of the graduates' names are read, will the parents or guardians please stand to be recognized? As the students leave the stage, they will receive a blue-tipped white rose, which signifies the unity of this class. It also indicates that each class member will be going into the future to build on the foundation they've received through their years at Humboldt Community School District. The audience is asked to refrain from cheering or applauding graduates as they receive their diplomas. Your enthusiasm is understandable, but it might interfere with our others to hear, and it may delay the program. Now, will the first row of graduates please stand and come forward to receive your diplomas? Gage Lee Allen. Carson Frederick Lawrence Arndt. Braden Eugene Axtell. Zane Eugene Bakken McBride. Henry Thomas Borman. Mason Matthew Brown. Abigail Elise Bruning. Christopher Thomas Carl. Jacob M. Carmen. Ashley Brianna Carvajal. Julian Luis Matut Castro. Michaela Jo Christensen. Brock Benjamin Collins. Logan Michael Collins. Lance R. Kuhn. Riley Nicole Coyle. Janie Jordan Depew. Corey Michael Detman. Mia Catherine DeWinner. Grant Neil Dielman. Carter A. Essing. Reyes Falcon Lopez. Zane Michael Feaster. Caden Tyler Frieders. Savannah Tay Abigail Frock. C. Sebastian Ty Allenfrock. Gilbert Garcia Antonio. Nice job, Gilbert. Alondra Gonzalez Valdez. Jonathan Gasca. Jalen Jean Gump. Green. Jalen Jean Green.
Sorry, Jalen.
Madison Sue Gump. Nolan Ronald Gustafson. Ava Christine Guy. Bailey Hawk. Adrian A. Hampy McKenna. Kyle J. Hampy McKenna. Hayden Allen Hansen. Lucas J. Hansen. Jonathan J. Hansen. Sophia Marie Harris. Evan Mickey Hatcher. Natalie Heinrichs. Cameron Michael Hoig. Lillian Marie Holm. Gracelyn Ray Hoover. Sage Harold Jeanette. Cadence Lynn Johnson. Jordan Elizabeth Call. Madeline Ann Kaufman. Braden K. Hunder. Caitlin Marie Krikow. Ethan Ross Kuhnert. Aiden James Lammers.
Jaden Joseph Eugene Lane. Brianna Nicole Lang. Alex Lara Garcia. Reagan Nicole Lee. Austin Robert Little. Kira Jade Ludolph. Callie K. McLeod. Alana Ann Malo. Emma Lynn Machino. McKenna Rose Mathis. Daylin Scott McDaniel. Ava Grace McIntyre. Landon David McKinney. Mackenzie Lynn McMahon. John Benjamin Myers. Cale Andrew Newell, excuse me. Sarah Marie Newbadal. Kaylee Elizabeth Ohm. Ella Quinn Olson. Bella Blair Opheim. Logan Christopher Opheim. Lydia Louisa Origer. Jocelyn Eileen Orr. Rosita Oshla Mejia. Aries K. Packard. Cammy Jean Marie Peterson. Aiden Theodore Prenger. Baylor Rocco. Christian Ernesto Ramirez. Keegan Philip Rasmussen. Dakota L. Reams. Mackenzie Murray Richter. Cameron Timothy Robertson. Caden Joseph Rowe. Casey Ann Rubel. Paris Silva. Carson John Slater. Tyler Elizabeth Smith. Riley Donovan Sorensen. Anthony Lee Stalpas. There he is. Fletcher W. Stewart. Owen Lewis Telshaw. Lily Elizabeth Thiesfeld. Peyton James Van Pelt. Macy Lane Verancoon. Paige Riley Warden. Taylor Jade Wempen. Claire Marie Weidert. Aubrey Emma Jade Winter. Blake Dean Woolery. Ashlyn Denise Works.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear it for the class of 2024. Would the senior class now stand? On behalf of the Humboldt School Board of Education, administration, staff, and the students you leave behind, I thank you for the memories and wish you well. Once a Wildcat, always a Wildcat. Now the part you've all been waiting for. Seniors, you have now completed the graduation requirements of Humboldt High School and all other requirements set forth by the Humboldt Community School Board of Education. It is my great honor to pronounce you graduates and confer upon you all of the rights and privileges as alumni of Humboldt High School. You may now turn your tassels. Graduates, I do have one more message for you. It's a simple poem authored by Peter Dale Wimbrow Jr. and it's titled The Man in the Glass. When you get what you want in your struggle for self, and the world makes you king for a day, just look to the mirror and look at yourself and see what that man has to say. For it isn't your father or mother or wife whose judgment upon you must pass. The fellow whose verdict counts most in your life is the one staring back from the glass. Some people may call you a straight shooting chum and call you a wonderful guy. But the man in the glass says you're only a bum if you can't look him straight in the eye. He's the fellow to please, never mind all the rest, for he's with you clear till the end, and you will have passed your most dangerous, difficult test if the man in the glass is your friend. You may fool the whole world down the pathway of years and get pats on the back as you pass, but your final reward will be heartache and tears if you've cheated the man in the glass. Ladies and gentlemen, family and friends, I present to you the graduating class of 2024 and now alumni of Humboldt High School. I'll give you all a moment to grab your caps. Ooh. Ladies and gentlemen, we ask that everyone please remain seated until the graduates leave. We'll give you just a few more seconds, ladies and gents. Doing good. We ask as a courtesy for everyone to remain seated until after the graduates have left the gym. The graduates will now head to the library to receive their graduation packets. In memory of Brady Ahlstrom, the senior class has decided to release balloons from the softball field after they return from the library. The back row of graduates are now dismissed.
You've been listening to the 2024 Commencement and Graduation Ceremony of Humboldt High School on KHBT 977 The Bolt, brought to you by the following businesses: Pasquale's Italian Restaurant, Ag Parts, HTC Group, Hogslack, Nielsen Motors, Jergens Body and Alignment, Aben's Marty Curran Agency, Wempens Garden Center, Fairway, Humboldt Mutual Insurance, Farmers Co-op in Audison, Miller's Landing, North Park Family Dentistry, John's Ag Service, Harmony Animal Hospital, John's Napa Auto Parts, Casey Nielsen, Mason Linhart Cremation and Funeral Home, Pasquale's Frozen Foods, T.P. Anderson & Company, 716 Main, Humboldt County Sheriff's Office, and KHBT.